This is number 18 in a series of Average Network short subjects. We find President 43 hard at work in his office with Attorney General Ashcroft, Chief of Staff Andrew Card, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, and FCC Chairman Michael Powell.
How many, Mr. Chairman?
My dad's a general!
You said that a minute ago, Mike. He'll take two cards.
George? How comes you play his cards better than yourn? Give me two.
Heck, Ashcroft, I don't know. Don's dealing.
You'll take two cards, Mr. Attorney General.
I'll stand. Are you clear on the new FCC demands, Mike?
Dealer folds.
We gotta go to the future, and the future is wireless. So we gotta make Wi-Fi happy, because happy Wi-Fi is future
That's
stuff.
Pretty good, Mike.
Better than last week, Andy.
True.
Why are we so worried about this here Wi-Fi stuff?
We aren't, Mr. President.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't make no sense to me. I'll open for a buck.
We're trying to declare all unused radio bandwidth dedicated to Wi-Fi. I'll see your dollar.
This man looks funny, George.
Mike will see your buck and raise you a half. How come Wi-Fi needs bandwidth?
It doesn't really, but if we close off radio bands, it makes the existing ones more valuable. It makes Rupert and Sumner and the gang
and
at Clear Channel
just that much richer. Right,
it also means that only the big players will be able to buy radio stations.
So there won't be any leftists buying radio stations pretty soon. They won't be able to offer cheap commercial ad rates, and only administration-friendly companies will be able to buy ad time. Isn't that nice, Mr. President?
Why like it? Don't I, Ashcroft?
By gobs, about time we got all them commies off in the air. Can't go anywhere on the radio without hearing anti-government leftists spouting their bile.
And cool. Breasts. Radio has really big breasts.
Less TV, Mike.
Okay.
See you and raise you a quarter. Well, as long as it helps us take over the world, Rumsfeld, put that spider away. I don't like you eating bugs when I'm around.
Oh, Mr. President. Everyone in?
I call. I have a pair of queens.
Pair of deuces. Dang.
Well, I got me three each, by gobs.
You lose, John. Powell's got three kings.
My dad's a general.
Mike, shut up.
Okay.
Ante up, everyone. Anything wild?
Not since they made me give up my rub of the brush.
How about deuces?
Dealer's fine with that. Five card draw. Deuces wild. Pair or better.
Well, I'll open for a quarter. You hear how Denny Hastert and John McCain's going 10 rounds at the Capitol Gym
Count
tomorrow?
Cheney and I are hedging, but I'm heavy on McCain.
He's got a bunch of cancers, Don.
But Hastert has a glass jaw. That's why he went into wrestling.
A glass jaw? Does his face fall in it?
Ain't what it means, Mike.
Just worry about the Wi-Fi package, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I think I'll raise a quarter, John. We won't have to worry about bad news soon.
Now if we could get old Ted Turner to sell CNN to Rupert Murdoch.
We're working on it, sir.
Average Network Short Subject 18 was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Warning! Celebrity impersonations have been seen stalking the desert highways of the Southwest, along with giant Gila monsters, 50-foot women, tarantulas, colossal men, and giant villagers. Approach celebrity impersonations with caution. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Rather, as you suspected.